Chapter 1. 10 years ago. Emery Maxwell tightened his grip on the steering wheel of his SUV, looked over at his longtime friend and fellow soldier, Porter Armstrong, and took a deep breath. "Will you marry me?" Porter considered his words, then scoffed. "Man, you can't just blurt it out like that." "Why not?" "Because it's not romantic, that's why. You have to say, I love you, and I can't live without you, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Crap like that." "Try it again." Emery frowned. "Well, you don't have to be so mean about it." Porter sighed and pushed back the U.S. Army cap that matched his fatigues. "You want Shelby to say yes, don't you?" "Of course I do, you idiot. That's why we're going to Sweetness."
"That's why you're going to Sweetness," Porter corrected. "You're the one who's jonesing to get married. Me? I'm never settling down. I just want as much home cooking as my mother can make in the few days I have for leave."
Then Porter looked apologetic.
"Sorry, man. I know you miss your mom. You and Dr. Maxwell can come over and eat with us anytime."
Emery felt a pang for his mother's absence, something he knew Porter could understand.
"And I know you miss your dad. Thanks for the invitation. Will Marcus and Kendall be there?" "No. Marcus is in Pakistan, something about a terrorist group the U.S. is worried about. And Kendall is in El Salvador, overseeing reconstruction after the earthquake earlier this year. I don't know when I'll see them again."
Then he frowned.
"Hey, don't change the subject. You're gonna have to say something good to convince Shelby to marry your ugly mug."
Emery puffed out his cheeks in an exhale.
"I'm more worried about what her pop is gonna say."
Porter made a rueful noise.
"You should be. I heard Mr. Moon is a pretty good shot. That man has never liked me." "What do you expect? He wants to keep Shelby in her calico bedroom for the rest of her life. And you've got other bedroom plans for his little girl. She's all he's got. Of course he hates you. I feel sorry for Shelby being in the middle of you two mules."
Emery hardened his jaw. Sooner or later, Shelby was going to have to choose between him and her daddy. Porter glanced at his watch.
"What time is she expecting you?"
"Didn't tell her I was coming." Porter guffawed.
"You've been arguing on the phone for months. Now you're going to just show up with a ring and propose."
"That's the plan," Emery muttered. Porter pulled down his cap and slumped in the seat in preparation for a nap.
"Wake me up before the fireworks begin."
Emery frowned in the direction of the man who'd been his best friend since T-ball, then pulled his hand across his mouth and turned his attention back to the interstate. Porter was right. He was taking a big chance by not telling Shelby he was coming, especially considering the last time they'd talked, she'd hung up on him. Her father had been yelling for her in the background, which had angered Emery, which in turn had angered Shelby. One way or another, things would come to a head today. Emery leaned down to study the leaden sky. They were driving into a storm, or the makings of one, but it was summer in the North Georgia mountains. Thunderstorms were as commonplace as mosquitoes and lemonade. After so much sand in the Gulf Desert, he wouldn't mind a little rain, just as long as it didn't slow their progress too much. His heart beat faster at the thought of seeing Shelby soon. He imagined her sweet face lighting up when he walked into her father's grocery where she worked, her immediate tears, the many kisses, the private reunion as soon as they could get alone. His body tightened involuntarily. He realized the reason they argued on the phone was because they were both frustrated by their separation. But his overseas deployment was due to end in a month, so he'd be stationed stateside soon. And he wanted to be with Shelby for the rest of their lives. His fellow soldiers laughed when he told them they'd been together since grade school, but it was true. They'd met on the playground in second grade. Bobby Taylor had been teasing Shelby, pulling her blonde pigtails. Emery had